Larry Backman from the hit show Hot Bench joining us on the line to talk about the latest season and really how it's killing other shows in the ratings. We can start out like that, can't we? I think we can. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I am doing well.
Good to hear. So,
killing it in the ratings, as you said. That's always a good thing.
I was going to say, yeah, I mean, that's the numbers are really what's important in TV. And I think, you know, everybody loves Judge Judy, and she's one of the masterminds behind the show. This one a little bit different, though, right? More than one judge ruling the court.
Yes, this one is different. There's three of us, and we each bring something different to the table. We go back in chambers, we deliberate, and we try and reach a unanimous verdict if we can.
Well, and that's, you know, when I hear that there's, you know, another court show on TV, everybody sort of rolls their eyes. But this one, this is cool because, yeah, we do go back into the judges' chambers and we see the deliberations, right?
We do, and that's the beauty of the show. You get to peer into the minds of three different individuals, all with varying legal backgrounds. We all know what we're doing. We have tremendous legal experience from a judicial officer, a civil litigator, and a criminal defense litigator. I'm an ex-prosecutor. And because of the different things that we bring different perspectives. So the viewer really gets to see different perspectives with respect to how we interpret the facts of the case, how we interpret the law, and how we apply that law to the facts. So I think that's really the beauty of the show. That was the genius of Judy Sheinwin in creating this aspect of the show, and that's what appeals so much to the viewer.
Let's be honest here, and I think you know where I'm going with this, but you're outnumbered, right? I mean, love Patricia, love Tonya, but you're outnumbered. You get it.
Are you telling me there's too much estrogen for me?
I think that's what that just came out of your mouth, not mine. You said it. But how does that work, though? Because, like I said, normally there's one judge who is in charge of the court, but you always don't agree with each other. Who? And I've heard you say that you always win the battles, but how does it really work?
Oh, no. I would never say that. Now you're putting words in my mouth.
I saw an interview. You said
it. That's going to get me in a lot of trouble, Jeremy.
We'll play the audio from your previous interview. I heard you say that. But how does it work, though? Because is it majority rules? How do you decide?
It is a majority rule.
Yeah.
Here's how it works. We are true to ourselves. I mean, that was the beauty in beginning this project with Judy. Judy told us, be true to yourself and take a look at the case, rule on the case, decide the case that your heart tells you is right. And so when Tonya gets the case, she looks at it, she decides for herself how that verdict should come down. Patricia does the same thing. I do the same thing. Sometimes we agree, and sometimes we disagree. But you are getting a genuine opinion from each one of us on how we feel about the case. Sometimes the case comes down to credibility. If they believe someone, Patricia and Tonya may not believe somebody. And so, therefore, you've got disagreement again. But ultimately, majority does rule. But the beauty, as I say, is we explain where we're going, why we rule in the direction we do. And that's something the viewer has never seen before. And as far as I know, currently on television, the viewer will never see that with any other show.
So let's pretend I'm coming on the show. I don't have to just impress the one judge. I've got three to contend with. Who should I really be worried about?
That's not the proper way to look at it, because there's really not one judge to worry about. You have to prove your case. If you're a plaintiff, then we hold you to your burden of proof. If you are the plaintiff, you have to prove, number one, liability, and then number two, damages. If you carry your burden of proof, then the ball switches over to the other court. It goes to the defendant. And the defendant has to show us that there's an affirmative defense, that they have a defense to the allegation of the plaintiff. This is real court. These are real people with real cases, hence the slogan from Judy's television program. But these are real people with real cases. It's real court, even though it's TV. We hold everybody to the same legalities they would be held to in a court of law in their jurisdiction. And so if we believe they've met their burden of proof, we rule in their favor. If we don't, we find for the opposite party.
Back talking with Larry Backman of the show Hot Bench. Let's talk about that. What if someone disagrees with your ruling? What happens? Can they get out of it? Like, what happens after the show?
After the show, nothing really happens. Sometimes we'll talk about it, because sometimes, in all honesty, some of the cases touch a personal chord with each of us. You know, each of us have commented on certain cases that have really hit home for some reason or other, and we'll carry the conversation long after the cameras and the tapes stop rolling. Other cases, that's just the way the other saw it. You know, sometimes I'll make an argument. You know, the best part of the show, Jeremy, is when we're in the back, we deliberate, and we can convince one of the other judges that we're right. Tanya has been able to do that with me. I've been able to do it with Patricia. And again, that's the beauty. That's the wonder of the show.
You know, sometimes Patricia's accent loses me. I have to turn on the closed captioning just to see what she's saying.
We're not live, are we?
No. You fly fighter jets. You know, people have interesting hobbies. I got to tell you, I've never heard of... Tell me about that. You fly fighter jets.
Well, I had a fighter jet. I've been flying since 1979. I started out right after law school. It was always a passion of mine. I worked my way up from singles to twin, and then I got an opportunity came along where I was able to buy into a portion of a Eastern Bloc advanced jet trainer, and it was called an Aerobotichinoi, and beautiful aircraft. It was a Czechoslovakian built trainer that they used to train pilots on MiG, so MiG pilots transitioned from this type of an aircraft. And I flew it for about a year and a half. I bought into it. I flew it for about a year and a half with a Russian instructor. Fell in love with it. It took me a long time to check out and become confident in the airplane. And then I sold it probably after a couple years after I bought into it. We had an issue with the engine. It ingested a piece of metal, and so the three partners decided to sell the aircraft instead of rebuilding the engine. And it was a bittersweet. I hated to sell it, and I hated to part with it, but I had just a blast for 2 years flying that aircraft. And then I sold my twin, and so I fly with a friend of mine who has the same type of twin engine airplane that I had. So I still fly, but my love goes back and forth between flying and motorcycles. And so those are my two passions.
I want to hang out with you and your friends. Can I hang out with you and your friends? Sometimes you sound like you have a lot of fun.
Absolutely. You come out to the Van Nuys Airport, we'll take you out.
Hot Bench, it airs in syndication, right? So check your local listings to find out when you can see Patricia, Tanya, and Larry presiding. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. It was a pleasure.